Hello, hello, wonderful Anchor community and podcast listeners. And to those of you who are stopping by for the first time, this is Maria. Here we get to talk about inspiring topics that lead to inner growth. I hope everyone's day has started off with some inner or external sunshine. And as for what we will be talking about, it starts with cosmos. I think a Netflix program or a TV show that I was watching last night, and I thought, wow, look at how vast the universe is, like how much makes up our universe. And it was like, that is why I know behind each one of us there is this higher, bigger potential, like just so much is hidden. Not in a bad way, but in this amazing way. Like, just think, each cell in your body makes up the whole you, and it's just like how much you can do, that willpower, that drive, that desire, life. If you are a lover of life, you are most likely in that inner growth mindset, or are doing your best to try and really appreciate every second because of the brief moment that life can be. And the hardest part, that was what also came after the whole excitement, right? The hardest part is the pain. The initial phase of switching the mindset is what is toughest. And I see, again, and we've talked about it a little bit, but yes, there's always that divide. There are those that really, it just seems like that hurdle. So yesterday's podcast was the hump, right? That initial struggle is just so hard to get over. And then there's the self-judgment that some do go on to do for themselves, onto themselves. They get upset with not being able to release the pain, to let go of the thought, and so they end up becoming instead of their cheerleader, their worst enemy, and not assisting in that next step. But I guess for ourselves, it's tough to handle. But if you are in that mindset, if you're proactive and there's self-love, try to always, if you keep in mind self-love and the compassion you give to others, to yourself, in that moment of pain, that is where, you know, you will ease it, you will get over that day, and I promise you, it just gets easier as long as you consistently pursue that belief. And that is the other part. Do you really believe that you can live certain experiences without necessarily feeling the struggle, or is it just a way to mask the deep hurt? And that's where, again, knowing oneself and knowing when you're hiding from yourself and your emotions, that has to be something you look into. And sometimes it's easier to do it with a friend, someone you trust, a counselor. It doesn't, whatever method works for you to be able to open up freely and truly with yourself is what can help you get to that next step, because it all comes from a hurt. And if it is with yourself, that's why you're not overcoming it, because you're really just hiding the hurt and you're defending yourself, not really overcoming that. But the other part of the pain that is tough for people who are in that inner growth mindset and just trying to make the best of everything is watching those next to them go through pain and not being able to help. And this is where I wanted to share just one tip to try and send love, know that tomorrow's another day and that you can support them, but ultimately they will decide. There's not much else you can do except for share love with them, but trying to remove the pain that they have to you so that it doesn't affect your going forward. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on the topic. Hope you are all having a wonderful day. For my podcast listeners, you find me on Twitter, Luna12780. Ciao for now.